If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
You know, you'd think that being known as one of the smartest organizations on the planet, NASA would have this one figured out. But they've proven that even the smartest of people can have the odd oversight. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. So a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about how NASA had an all-woman spacewalk planned, scheduled actually for later this week. The first time an all-woman spacewalk has ever occurred, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty really cool actually. The two astronauts that were going to be doing the spacewalk were Christina Koch and Anne McClain. And they were scheduled to do the spacewalk on Friday. But this past week, Anne found out that actually a medium-sized top half spacesuit fit her better. NASA works on three sizes, medium, large, and extra large.
Okay.
And a medium upper half spacesuit won't be available for this Friday. It's not something that you can just order off the shelves, okay. I guess.
Not even on Amazon.
Yeah, not on Amazon.
Exactly. It just seems to me that something like this, NASA would have, you know, spacesuits figured out a couple days before a spacewalk.
Like,
they would have tried them on.
Like, we put more work into, like, a suit for a wedding. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they're supposed to have fittings? Like, are you guys supposed
precisely
to talk about this, figure it out before?
It's amazing. We can land a robot on Mars and have it walk around, but we can't get spacesuits figured out. So, Anne is no longer going to be doing the walk on
Friday. She doesn't get to go.
Yeah, she doesn't get to go. I couldn't think of anything more frustrating. You get that dream job, and then the day before your very first day, you're told,
wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the chair in your office doesn't fit, so you're not going to be able to start on this Friday.
Here's another
Friday
question. Why can't she just borrow someone else's if she knows what fits?
Because you can't. Well, they don't have one, and
yeah,
the one that was available was a little too big, and it's detrimental if you have one that has, like, too much space in it, like, if it's a little too big.
There's none. Like, another man doesn't have this, like, hanging around in his closet.
They don't. They were supposed to get a shipment of more suits in 2015 with the SpaceX rocket, but that blew up.
But Amazon still hasn't delivered them, or what?
No, it never made it off the ground.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, there's that. That's a problem. Yeah.
There's just a million things that could have gone wrong that did go wrong to end up in this situation. It's such an unfortunate circumstance.
They better make it up to her somehow.
But the technology is so advanced now that they can't just order the same parts that were used before,
yeah,
right? So they have to make, like, new jackets now with new technology. So
a lot of these spacesuits are made from different parts. It's not like they're just made on one factory line. They take a part here, yeah, and a part there and a part from over there, and then they assemble it. So there is a lot of work that goes into a spacesuit. Like you said, you'd think they would have done a fitting a couple days before the walk.
Something.
Have a couple
something
extras on hand.
Is she going to at least be able to go later on? Like,
well, they don't know that.
That's the most disappointing thing I've heard.
She's still an astronaut. Nothing's taken away from the fact that she's an astronaut, so I'm sure she'll have a chance, but not this Friday.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Plans have changed.
That would suck so
how
much.
Disappointing.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Okay, very random business. Joining the matchmaking game. And at first, I was like, that's a horrible idea. Who would do that? And then slowly, I was like, that might actually be a really great place to meet your significant other. Okay, we're taking your text this morning at 92925. If there's a strange place that you know is great for people to meet other singles.
Yeah, it's the IGA Extra Marché Famille Julien in Rouyn-Noranda.
Okay, so just for about a week now, just over a week, they've had carts. They have three of them, but they say the plan is to have a dozen available by the end of the week that have, like, a singles flag on them. So if you go into this IGA location, you can choose a cart that says you're single if you choose, and you can, and he said, like, the owner of the store said that everybody's using them, that the three carts so far have been in use, like, consistently.
Yeah, mostly guys, I'm assuming.
Well, tells other people who are shopping that, like, hey, I'm single and I'm ready to mingle in the grocery store.
So what, you put up the flag if you get that cart and you're single and you want to, you know, mingle, you put up the flag and there you go.
It's already up. You don't have to worry. So there's just like
It's always up.
Yeah, there's carts there. You choose one of those carts and then you go around, do your shopping. And
I think there are people that, like, pick up the carts that don't know what it means. Like, oh, there's a free cart.
Of course.
I hope they know what it
Why
means.
Why is everyone looking at me?
At first I was like, that's kind of embarrassing. Like, what a horrible idea. Who's looking for a partner at the grocery store? But then slowly I was like, it might be a good place to actually meet a partner, the grocery store.
I mean, you spend a good chunk of time grocery shopping, right? You're always looking for, like, the freshest meats, like, you know, really good
freshest
produce.
Meats.
I go grocery shopping like everyone else, yes.
Right, okay.
Yes.
He spent a good amount of time.
So why not, you know, I mean, I don't know why you're so excited about it, really. I think this is just disastrous.
I think
don't
it's
see
smart.
What the point is.
I lived in another city, I remember, and this guy came up to me in the produce section. I'll never forget it. I was looking at beets. I was just scoping out some beets.
Nothing more erotic than a good beet.
And he was asking me how I do my hair. He was like, what do you use in your hair? My hair is curly and natural at the time. And so I was explaining the product. He's like, because I have my daughter every other week and I'm having a hard time doing her hair. And he even mentioned like his ex. He's like, when my ex does it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this guy's totally hitting on me at the grocery store, right? Like when you're there and you're mentioning the ex, like, come on, right? So I worked at a radio station at the time also. So we went back and I went on the morning show the next day and we were like, okay, we're looking for this guy. And we like scoured the city for him. It was like trending on Twitter. My heart beats for you, but beats like B-E-E-T-S. And to this day, I have not found him, but I still think like we could have had something and we met in the grocery store.
Maybe he just really wanted to know how you did your hair.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe that was all it was.
But you don't normally have to mention your ex-wife to know how I do my hair.
Well, had you had a little flag on your cart, then, right, it would have been...
right? It would have been very clear.
It would have been self-fulfilling prophecy.
Are there other strange places, though, that you think are surprisingly good places to meet single people?
Yeah, I was picked up while I was coaching a kid's baseball game. I used to coach kids with a couple friends. They were 12 and 13-year-olds, and I was picked up at the baseball game.
Oh, wow.
By a random girl. Yeah.
When people see you with children, if they see you with kids or dogs,
Why we did it.
The ladies like it.
Father figure.
Girls like a guy in uniform.
I got hit on while I was actually riding a bike.
And like tights?
Very tight tights.
Oh, really? God.
Just minding my own business.
Oh, and what'd they say?
And a car pulls up and the window goes down. And actually, it was a proposal, to be honest. The girl like looked at me. She goes, will you marry me?
Oh, please.
She was drunk.
No, she was not.
She was making fun of you.
That's what you do when you're out with your friends. You yell out the window silly things.
Still counts as getting hit on.
Hey, you wanna get married?
Okay, what random and sort of like unsuspecting places do you find are actually like pretty good to pick up singles? We've got the grocery store on the list. We've got the ballpark, and we've got when Sam's driving with his tidy McTights on.
His bike shorts.
I don't even want to picture it right
now.
I think
that was what sealed the deal for, to be honest.
A lot of interesting locations that people have met people at 92925.
Yeah, you know, this text says, I would join every beginner's salsa class. And you know what? They're not the only person that said that. We've had a couple texts saying, go to a beginner's dance class or beginner's salsa class. That's apparently a hot spot.
It's a good icebreaker.
That could work. I wouldn't have guessed that a lot of single men would do that.
I wouldn't guess that. It wouldn't be the first place I would go.
But I might give it a try. We did get a text, somebody saying that the grocery store was actually once like a very popular and classic place to meet people. But that changed with online dating, I guess, right?
I can't wait to get out of a grocery store. Every time I step in one, like the last thing I want to do is have to deal with someone. Like
you can learn so much about what other people eat, too, by looking in there and who they are.
You're judging them before you even talk to them.
Of course I am. Danny, what's a surprising but good place to meet single people?
Funerals.
No.
Oh, come on,
stop
Danny.
It.
Yes.
Funerals.
All the sadness that's going on with it, you actually get to meet people that have a lot in common. And not only that, you want to cheer each other up.
Who are you, Will Ferrell from Wedding Crashers?
It's not that you're taking advantage of their vulnerability, is it?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. It's just giving an extra hand and a shoulder to lay on.
Well, you know, I get that we don't often see like that sort of emotion in a relationship until like very far in. And so there can be something like very endearing about seeing that vulnerability and that truth in somebody instead of just sort of the awkward first date, second date, third date thing.
And true. And it's also a caring moment, too.
Have you met anybody at a funeral? I'm scared to ask.
Yes, I have.
Oh. Come on.
So the darkest hour is just before dawn, right? That's really what it goes from.
Danny, did you pick them up, Danny?
I wouldn't say that.
Okay. Well, what was your line? Did you have a line with them?
Can I comfort you?
Can I comfort you?
I want to tell you guys something. You guys are the best. And Andy, welcome to Montreal.
Oh, that's
thanks,
so
man.
Nice. Thank you, Danny. We really appreciate it.
If you're going to a funeral later on, bring me with you.
I will. Take care. Have a great day.
Have a great one. Bye.
Bye now.
We're getting so many random places on our text line. Home improvement stores. Somebody said that every time she steps in a home improvement store, she gets hit on. The gym. I don't want to have that conversation in the gym.
Girls don't like that.
I don't want to have that conversation. And my friend actually texted me and reminded me, and it's so true, because I was asked out on LinkedIn recently. LinkedIn is the new Tinder. People are like using LinkedIn like Tinder.
Yeah, let's go for a business lunch.
You know what? Speaking of, this is kind of similar to LinkedIn, I guess. I met someone at a human resources meeting. Kind of a serious place to meet someone, but sure, I guess. Why not?
And when in doubt, just go to Cuba.
Right? What?
You're guaranteed to meet someone there.
Yeah, you always have vacation relationships.
Absolutely. Those are the best kind.
Vacation plans.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So Washington State University's done some research that found that attractive business women are less trustworthy, less truthful, and more worthy of being fired than less attractive women, which is, I think, crazy, but hear us out.
Attractive women still make more money. The first thing that comes to mind here for me is that attractive, maybe very attractive people, number one, there's always going to be jealousy from both men and women.
Welcome to my life.
People are always going to be jealous. but it's also that you can get away with more. Like you don't have to do as much to get the job when you're attractive. Mm-hmm. Less attractive people have to work harder, have to maybe have better morals. And I'm obviously not saying this is like a blanket statement for everybody, but you know, when there's a man hiring, he's more likely to hire somebody more attractive so she can get away with it.
I mean, I've always felt if I was hot, my life would be so much easier and better for me. It's a struggle that I've had my whole life.
Let me tell you, Andy, it doesn't get any easier.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I feel part of it comes down to, you know, some inherent male insecurities, like you mentioned, right? Historically speaking, when we're with a woman that is not, or that we consider to be out of our league, there's always that chance that we think to ourselves, oh, man, she's looking for the bigger, better deal. Mm-hmm. As soon as she finds someone that's more attractive than us, she's going to leave us. So that instills some insecurity in us. And I think also, like, it's tempting for guys to want to be with attractive women, but be careful what you wish for, because you know, it's great to be with a supermodel, but it's another thing to have every single man ogle your girlfriend everywhere you go all the time.
You don't like that?
Well, no. It becomes a nuisance after a while, because you know, eventually she's going to look back, and then you're going to have an argument, and you know, you're like, it's always. I think historically, it's just always in the back of your mind.
I just can't wait. I think that humanity is getting more attractive, and I just can't wait till we're done like talking about unattractive versus attractive women, and that they're like really talked about for what they have inside their head. I mean, you see it like in politics, you see it in everything. Is she too hot? Like, are people going to think that she's too attractive and not take her seriously? Or is she too unattractive? And are people going to have that issue with that? Like, can we just get over it?
We can't. That's the thing. We can't. It's so ingrained in our DNA. You know, you look at the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, you know, if you were to take a poll, people will trust better looking people more so than unattractive people. That's just the way the world works.
Not lately.
Not lately. When you look at, you know, American presidents, people want a face they can trust, and like looks have a big part to do with it. So I don't know how much of it we can just get rid of. Just
what happened with Trump then? And what were people seeing with that?
We totally dropped the ball on that one.
I love his hair.
Beyond dropped the ball on that one. Okay, so these are the 8 signs someone is jealous of you. So you can go through these in your head, and if there's like someone that pops in your head that you think might be jealous of you, you can do the checklist, okay? Number 1, false praise. When someone is jealous of you, they're often the first to give you a compliment that sounds sincere or seems to be dripping with passive aggression too. Okay.
Don't women do this all the time, like between each other? Oh my God, your hair looks so good. Like,
no, when I give compliments, they're sincere.
Okay, maybe everyone else but you.
No, I don't like when you speak for all women. I don't like when you do that.
Oh, I'm so happy you're getting married before
you're
me.
You're not a woman. You're Kim, please.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like, no, please
maybe,
don't.
Maybe I have a tough time discerning on like what sounds authentic and not. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. And maybe you're assuming you know what women are thinking and feeling all the time and you're off. Maybe.
You assuming you think.
Okay.
Maybe.
So, downplay your success. If they downplay your success, then they're probably jealous. Flaunting your success. So, if they're flaunting,
their success
exactly around you, it could mean they're jealous of you.
Projecting.
If they imitate you. If you find them imitating,
really?
I mean, that's the sincerest form of flattery is imitation,
it is,
right?
Yeah.
Exactly. If they're very competitive, it means that they could be jealous.
Or they could just be really competitive.
Or they could be very competitive, right here. Celebrating your failures, if they are celebrating and wanting to like highlight everything you do wrong, then they're probably jealous. If they gossip behind your back, then there's a good chance that they're jealous of you. And the last one, I mean, this is a surefire way to know. They hate you.
Yeah, they'll tell
they
you.
Hate you. There's a good chance that it might not necessarily
somebody
be
got
about
paid
you.
To put that in there.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.